بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمالك الأشجعي رضي الله عنه: اتق الله واصبر وأكثر من قول لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, every single human being during the course of his or her life is faced with different challenges, different hardships, different trials and tribulations. For some, these challenges may be many and more frequent. For others, they may be few and less frequent. But by and large, every single human being, regardless of religion, regardless of age, regardless of gender, regardless of any other division, every single human being faces different challenges during the course of his or her life. From the onset, let us understand, this is the divine system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah never promised any person a smooth sailing life. On the contrary, particularly when it comes to the people of Iman, these challenges have been promised to us. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah says, do the people think that they will be left to bring Iman, and thereafter they will not face any difficulty? وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah says, we will definitely test them. We will definitely challenge them through poverty, through drought, through sickness, through death. On the occasion of the Battle of Khandaq, the Muslimin were faced with a great challenge, a great test. Prior to that, in the early days of Islam, on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the Haram of Makkah Mukarrama, and a group of Sahaba come to him. O Nabi of Allah, we cannot take it any longer. The torment, the persecution, the punishment at the hands of the mushrikeen of Makkah. Make dua to Allah for him to make a way out for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to these Sahaba that these difficulties, these challenges, bear it with patience. And then to encourage them, to console them, he says that amongst the nations of the past, a person would be brought and a saw would be placed on his head, and his body would be split into half just because he has Iman. But this also would not shake him from his Iman. So bear these challenges, these difficulties with patience. These Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they exercise sabr and patience. Eventually permission is granted to them to perform hijrat. They go to Madinah Munawwara. Now they have a base. Their families begin to flourish. And then 5 years after Hijrah, this takes place, the Battle of Khandaq. A great challenge lies in front of them. Madinah Munawwara is under attack. Their families are in danger. At this juncture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the verse, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Do you think that you will gain entry into Jannah? And the example of the people of the past will not present itself before you. What happened to the people of the past? مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. Difficulty upon difficulty upon difficulty came to them. They were tested in various ways. In every aspect of their life they were tested. And it became so difficult that the cry began to emerge, Mata Nasrullah. When will the help of Allah come? This same cry, my respected brothers and elders, Today this cry can be heard throughout the four corners of the Muslim Ummah. That innocent young man who has been thrown into jail, and all contact has been cut off between him and his family members merely because he has iman. He is crying out, Mata Nasrullah. That young girl, aged 5 or 6, who has lost her chastity and her innocence, she is crying out, Mata Nasrullah. That young wife, who has lost her home, her husband, her children, she is crying out, Mata Nasrullah. In Burma, the cry can be heard, Mata Nasrullah. In Palestine, the cry can be heard, Mata Nasrullah. In China, the cry can be heard, Mata Nasrullah. And with that, my respected brothers and elders, each and every one of us in our own lives, in some way or the other, we are also crying out, Mata Nasrullah. That for so many years I have suffered with this particular illness or sickness. For so long my business is not flourishing. I am finding it difficult to make ends meet. For such a long period of time I am faced with a certain challenge in life. My marriage is on the rocks. I have fallen into substance abuse and I cannot find a way out. Mata Nasrullah. When will the help of Allah come? When will the assistance of Allah come? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoles these sahaba. Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. The help of Allah is very close. The assistance of Allah is very close. Let us understand, my respected brothers and elders, when Allah will choose to send His help, that we do not know. In which way Allah will choose to manifest His assistance, that also we do not know. But in the light of the Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have been given guidelines. How should we conduct ourselves when faced with any difficulty? When faced with any challenge in our lives? What should be our outlook? What should be our response? How should we bear these difficulties in life? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that these challenges, these difficulties in life, what should be your first reaction? Isbiru. Adopt sabr. Adopt patience. Not only will Allah reward you, but Allah will also make a way out for you. To understand what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a person merely by exercising sabr at the time of difficulty. Those who are familiar with the life of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will know that the marriage of Abu Salama to Ummu Salama radiallahu anhuma was a picture perfect marriage. Unlike today, we find that a couple will post onto social media, I've spent the summer holiday in this country and we had dinner at this restaurant and we spent the December holiday in that country. But behind the scenes, the quarreling, the fighting, the despondency, the depression, that nobody sees. But this marriage of Abu Salama and Ummu Salama radiallahu anhuma, a picture perfect marriage. But like every relationship in this world, inevitably that relationship has to break. Abu Salama radiallahu anhu leaves this world, he passes away. We can imagine the grief. How heartbroken Ummu Salama radiallahu anha must have been. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he advises her that recite the following dua, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. O Allah, you grant me reward at this time of calamity and difficulty. I will exercise patience, you give me the reward. Wa khluf li khayran minha. And O Allah, the loss that I have suffered, you replace it for me and grant me something even better than what I have lost. So complying with the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she begins to recite this dua. She exercises sabr and patience. But she herself says, I did not think it possible that Allah could replace Abu Salama. What a wonderful man he was. What a perfect husband he was. What a wonderful father he was. Nonetheless, having trust in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she recites this dua. What is the result? within a short span of time, we find that a proposal comes for Ummu Salama from who? From none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. She loses a sahabi, she gains the Nabi of Allah. This is the benefit, this is the outcome of exercising patience at the time of difficulty. Whatever hardship a person may be going through, you may have lost a near and dear one. Something may have happened in the business. Something may have happened at home. Whatever difficulty, whatever challenge, whatever hardship a person has in his or her life. But at that moment in time, exercising patience, exercising sabr, this is the result, this is the benefit that a person will get. And together with this, when it comes to the statements that we utter at the time of difficulty, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been very clear to us about the danger and the harms of the tongue. And the greatest example we can find is in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. When his beloved son Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passes away, any father will be heartbroken at the demise of his child. At that point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites a few couplets. And he says, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعُ وَالْقَلْبَ يَحْزَنُ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. That certainly the eyes will flow with tears, or will fill with tears. The heart will be filled with grief. But we will not utter any statement that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what difficulty a person is going through, no matter the emotions, but we will not utter any statement that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times we find, particularly the women folk, the young child does something wrong in the home. Perhaps he picks up a glass and he drops that glass, or he breaks something in the home, or he makes a mess in the house. And the statements that come out of the mouth, I am tired of you. When you have your own children, Allah will show you. Unknowingly, we are cursing our own children. Unknowingly, we are earning the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time of difficulty, to exercise patience and to protect the tongue. This is the first lesson we learn. That bear your tests, your challenges in life with sabr, with patience, Allah will make a way out. The second guideline that ulama have mentioned is that at the time of difficulty, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledge my weakness. Many a times we find that the conditions that we are facing, whether on a macro level, looking at society, looking at the world at large, the different wars that are taking place, natural disasters, the currency is fluctuating, the markets are unstable, or whether it be on a micro level in a person's individual life, many a time we find that these conditions are a direct result and consequences of our own actions. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Allah says the conditions that prevail in the world, these are a direct result of the actions of men. You have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somewhere in your life, you will experience the ill effect of that disobedience. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledge my weakness, my shortcoming. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is making effort amongst his people. He is inviting them towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his people are overtaken with pride, with arrogance. They refuse to accept his message. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then promises Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam that if your people deny you and they refuse to accept your message, we will punish them. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam misunderstands, and he thinks that the punishment of Allah is going to come immediately. So therefore he leaves his people. And as a result of this error in judgment, he was a Nabi, he was free from sin, but he made an error in judgment. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests those people who are closest to him. He finds himself thrown off the ship. He is now in the sea. And then he finds himself in the belly of the fish. And now, when outwardly there is no way out, there is no escape, at this point he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Oh Allah, you are pure. You are free from all faults. You are free from all shortcomings. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I have made an error. I have fallen short in my duty and my obligation. What is the result of this dua? Fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu min al-gham. Allah says, immediately we answered his call. And we saved him. We took him out of the difficult situation that he found himself in. But more than that, Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That likewise, any person till the day of Qiyamah, who finds himself in a difficult situation, some challenges in front of him, and he turns to me and he acknowledges his shortcoming, he acknowledges his weakness. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam made an error in judgment. But you and I, la ilaha illa anta subhanak. Oh Allah, you are free from all faults. You are free from all shortcomings. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I have wronged myself. I have not followed your commands. I have broken your commands. I have not led my life in the way that you wanted me to. You asked me to come to the masjid. I left the masjid empty. You asked me to conduct my business dealings in a certain way. I disobeyed you. I have wronged myself. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I acknowledge my own weakness. I acknowledge my own shortcoming. Allah says, كَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That person who will acknowledge his own weakness, and he will turn to me at the time of difficulty, as I saved Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam from the belly of that fish. Similarly, I will save every believer till the day of Qiyamah. Whatever difficulty he may be in, and there is no way out, there is no escape for him, I will provide a way out for him. I will make some means. I will grant him the escape route. The second lesson we learn, acknowledge our own shortcomings, our own weaknesses. This in itself is a very great weakness that we have. That when we have made an error, then we take very long to acknowledge our own error, our own shortcoming. We should have that heart and have that humility to acknowledge our own weaknesses. And thereafter, Ulama Ikram explained the third guideline and the third solution at the time of difficulty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a sahabi by the name of Malik al-Ash'i radiallahu anhu. And on one occasion, his son, Auf bin Malik, had been captured by the mushrikeen. He was held as a prisoner. And of course, his parents were grieved. And they wanted their son back. They wanted him to gain his freedom. So the wife of Malik radiallahu anhu says to him that go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him for some solution, ask him to make dua for us. Malik al-Ash'i comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and he requests his advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, ittaqillah. Adopt taqwa, adopt the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wasbir, and adopt patience and sabr at the time of difficulty. Wa akthir min qawli la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And at the same time read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. So he takes this advice, he goes back home, and he begins to recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And in a short while, he finds, or he hears a knock on the door, and he sees that it is his son, Auf bin Malik, he has returned. And then he narrates his story, and he says that I was tied up, I was kept as a prisoner. And miraculously, the chains that were holding me, miraculously they opened, I found myself free. And as I tried to escape, I came across a camel, I got onto that camel. And as I was leaving the locality that I was imprisoned in, I came across an entire troop of camels. And they began to follow me. And here I am now back in Medina Munawwara. These camels have come along with me and I am back as well. This is the result of ittaqillaha wasbir. Adopt taqwa, adopt the fear of Allah. Just for us to understand, ulama have explained very simply what is the meaning of taqwa. Imtithalu awamirillah wajtinabu nawahi. That at every juncture in my life, at every point in my life, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from me? This is what I should be doing. And what Allah has asked me to abstain from, I should abstain from these things. Perhaps at this point in life, we are not faced with some great challenge. Life is moving smoothly for us. Our health is good. Our business is booming. Our family life is flourishing. There are no difficulties. There are no hardships. But if we adopt taqwa, if we adopt the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, then when we really do need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course we are always in need of Allah. But at the time of difficulty, when we are in need of a solution, when we are seeking a way out, then that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one action that was done, only out of the fear of Allah, the temptation was there. A person was at home late at night. Everybody was asleep. He had his cell phone in front of him. He had the internet open. The temptation was there, but out of the fear of Allah, he abstained. A person was on holiday. He was gone for holiday. There were women. And there was the opportunity to intermingle. There was an opportunity to strike up some illicit relationship. Nobody would have found out. But out of the fear of Allah, he abstained. There was an opportunity for a person to expand his business, but it involved signing some deal of interest. Out of the fear of Allah, he abstained. Somewhere down the line in his life, or the life of his children, or the life of his grandchildren, some difficulty may arise, some hardship he may find himself in. But by virtue of the taqwa of Allah, of leading his life in a manner that is pleasing to Allah, of abstaining from the prohibitions of Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah says very clearly, that person who will adopt taqwa against his own desires, but he will fulfill my commands. He will lead his life in a way that is pleasing to me. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah says, no matter what difficulty he finds himself in, the entire world can be telling him there is no solution for you. The doctors have given him a few months more to live. The consultants have told him your business needs to file for bankruptcy. No matter what difficulty he finds himself in, he has tried rehab after rehab after rehab. He cannot kick the habit. Allah says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah who is in control of the skies and the earth, I will make a way out for you. But the first step is that we put ourselves under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When faced with any difficulty, adopt sabr, adopt patience, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledge our shortcomings. And thereafter, adopt taqwa in every aspect of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for us, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.